you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Glenn Rhodes back with me a couple years ago, almost three actually. Spent 38 years at Martin Marietta, Lockheed Martin, Home Depot, Best Buy, Jefferson County Government, and the EMP Task Force on National and Homeland Security in various positions on projects, including the Instrumentation and Flight Safety Program, the Small Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Program, the Peacekeeper Missile Program, and various interplanetary spacecraft lab and operations at both Martin Marietta and later at Lockheed Martin. In 2014, Mr. Rhodes joined our friend Dr. Peter Prize, EMP Task Force on National and Homeland Security, and serves as the Director of National Operations. Glenn, welcome back, and thank you so much for coming on the program.
Well, thank you, George. I think we're at a very, very interesting position in our history for electrical power, and I'm just thrilled to be here. And today was a very, very monumental day for Colorado.
Absolutely. And I'm going to have you explain that in just a second. Yeah. But it's great to have you back. And one day, you and Peter Pry, Bill Forsten, will be hailed as national heroes. I predict this.
Oh, man. I hope. We all pray that that would happen.
Absolutely. What happened in Colorado?
Well, today we were trying to, we've been going through just a lot of different strategies for how to protect the nation. And as you know, we are approaching July 9th, 1962, which is the 60th anniversary of Starfish Prime test in the South Pacific. And since that date, over 20 states have attempted over 40 times to secure their own power grid. And Texas has the record of 8 times. So, my executive director, Peter Pry, obviously has been working nonstop for years. He's been working it over 22 years, and this year will be my 11th year. And he's obviously running on overtime right now with the Ukrainian-Russian mess. And it's really kind of frightening.
State representative and legislator here in Missouri, David Gregory, has proposed legislation to protect the power grid, too. And he had Peter Pry at a committee hearing in April, April 11th. It's starting to spread, isn't it?
Yeah, and Peter told me about that. I thought that was really, really good. And let me tell you what, George, there are you know, involved in this work, it's so, I'm so incredibly blessed to have so many very smart and really intelligent, personable people. And I want to call out right now a couple of three legislators, Senators Rob Woodward and Senator Joanne Janel, who tried to do it back in 2014 and 15, and also, most importantly, a representative named Tanya Bambeber, who worked her heart out to try to get this bill passed without blemish. And I'll go into it a little bit. And then, of course, we rounded out the team with a former national security staffer and physicist, and then a few seasoned group of DOD contractors to finish the team. And we tried. It didn't quite go as we had planned, but there's always next year, and I'm always the eternal optimist, you know. I think Peter is more like he just sees the thunderstorm. I see the rainbow. So
Think
we're pushing things along.
Glenn, what are you more concerned about, an electromagnetic pulse, an EMP, which is a detonated nuke in the atmosphere, or an X-flare from the sun, or both?
Oh, I think both. And throw in just cyber attacks and vulnerabilities there. And they're all incredibly dangerous threats to our power grid.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I have concentrated a lot on this program over the years, as you know, about the EMPs and the X-flares from the sun. We've talked a little bit about cyber attacks. How widespread could those be?
Oh, gosh. You know, what's really bad and what's a constant challenge for us is we're dealing with the largest, as you know, man-made machine on the planet, and it is so complex. And, you know, all of us were working together as a team to see what kind of strategies would maybe push the nation forward. So we have a very interesting bill that didn't go, but it's out. It's on, people can look at it on Google. They just have to type in House Bill 22-1404. And what we proposed with this was a couple, three things. One, the bill would put Colorado in a state of partnership with the scope of objectives of the Infrastructure Investment and Job Acts of 2021. So, you know, President Biden allocated quite a bit of money for infrastructure, but about over $60 billion for electricity infrastructure hardening. And so we thought, wow, this is a good opportunity to do this. And then also we wanted to ensure that Colorado could have a funnel to receive directives and money from the National Infrastructure Coordinator Mitch Landrieu, and he basically told everybody, if you could provide a channel, we'll try to see if you can, you know, get some money to you. And then finally, we just wanted to have a bill that would actually start hardening the grid. As you know, we've had we've tried hundreds of times. And what this bill did,
it seems like millions, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, what this bill did is we were knowing that the IIJA was a funding source right now. We thought, what better way to channel some federal money into something that would really work? So what we did is we had a group of DOD contractors who basically helped us create anywhere from a $2 to $3 million statement of work, objectives, and requirements that would go into competitive bids. So the idea of the bill was we were going to launch this thing. It was going to go into competitive bid, and so we wouldn't just say, George, you handed me some money for campaign money, I'm going to pat you on the back. And I said, right. No, we're not going to do that. We want to have people competitively bid. And who better to competitively bid for strengthening infrastructure than people who have been doing it for years in U.S. military installations? So that was a novel approach to do that, right? So we were going to do that. And then we were going to also shore up what's called the CITA. Now, the CITA is a Colorado Electric Transmission Authority. So here in the West, we're trying to create a regional transmission authority, and the idea with that is that if we can sell and buy surplus energy, you know, to and from other states, that would help, you know, get the grid balanced and keep it balanced. The problem is that when I saw we were going to do that, Tanya Bambever said, Glenn, I need you to testify, because I went up there to the Senate or to the House Energy Subcommittee, and I said, listen, guys, we have a document out there called the Colorado Energy Assurance Emergency Plan that's really good. It's one of the best in the country. And what it does, and I know the guy that wrote it, what it does is it highlights the energy profile of Colorado, and then it talks about all the stuff that can take it down. Like Peter Price stuff is in there, George Baker, Dr. Jeffrey Love with the USGS. And I thought, what better way to see if we can tag it on there and make that part of, not requirement, because it's not a requirements document, but at least elevate it to the point where people can look at it and say, hey, we need to make sure this is in not compliance, but follows to mitigate all the stuff that could take us down. So there was a representative named Colin Larson who actually put an amendment on there, and he actually put it on there. So we were pretty excited about that. And the bottom line is we have so many little steps that could lead to maybe a total solution. But, George, you and I know, I don't think people understand how complex this is. All the ownerships, utilities, you know, the fact that we have 25,000 substations, and it's a complex deal. And we know that one single point of failure from one relay can cause the whole thing to crash. And we're kind of on borrowed time. We really are.
We've been lucky so far, Glenn, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
My gosh. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, what will it take to get the other 49 states, like Colorado, to do programs like this?
Well, unfortunately, we have a normalcy bias, as you know. That's kind of the definition of people saying, hey, everything's fine, you know, and we have many power companies. I mean, there are people...
It's like insurance. They don't think they're ever going to have to cash in, right?
Exactly, yeah. So we know that that we have a lot of educating to do, and that's really hard. I mean, I worked with the National Science Foundation's Nanotechnology Initiative, and I'm telling you, nanotechnology is pretty complex, too, and there's all sorts of problems there. But nanotechnology and explaining that is so much easier, really, than the electrical power grid. And the other thing that's really hindering us in terms of education is, George, if you're an electrical engineer going to college, who are you going to work for after college? You're going to work for somebody like Twitter or Facebook or Google. Nobody goes to the power companies, you know, unless they want a really boring job, right?
Exactly. But, and they make big money going to Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, I know. But the issue issue is we need to actually get people, young people, to say, holy crap, if we don't fix this, we will all die. And somebody's got to be there with the intelligence to really get some really good solutions that would eventually solve some of the things. But I think the thing that I'm fearful of is, again, the single point of failure on these things. I mean, the power companies say, well, we're pretty much hardened. I mean, believe it or not, there's a lot of people I talk to that says, Glenn, we don't have to worry about anything. And the problem or the challenge is, George, that's one of the reasons why we put this bill on hold, is because we are really fearful of kind of a socialized power grid, because as soon as you come and create even a bigger monstrosity, you lose accountability. So one of the things that we were trying to do is say, we need to have accountability. We need to have the little guy, the utilities, and they were all on board with this bill. They were like, oh, we want to do this. But there was kind of some reluctance in the big guys, and I'm not criticizing them or anything, but it's definitely an educational challenge, and they need to wake up. Now, unfortunately, we wait until there's a Pearl Harbor, and
then we scramble.
Too late.
Then we scramble.
It's going to be too late.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.